This is KCUR 89.3. The Tivoli was one of just a handful of independent theaters in Kansas City that showed historic documentary and art films. It operated for 36 years in Westport before closing this past April. Film lovers around town were crushed when the movie house shut its doors. But there's a plot twist, one with a happy ending right out of Hollywood. The Tivoli is reopening at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. KCUR's Laura Spencer tells us more.
The Tivoli's new home brings a whole new meaning to the term art house. And for an institution that often plans exhibitions, programming, and events years in advance, reopening the Tivoli in the museum's Atkins Auditorium in October is pretty speedy.
It is a very quick turn. And I think for all of us at the museum, we are a little bit like, whoa, we are moving lightning fast on this.
That's Casey Claps, manager of strategic initiatives at the Nelson Atkins. She's taken the lead on other projects like the Art Course, a 9-hole mini golf course on the museum's front lawn.
What's been really fun about my role is that I'm sort of able to be the implementer of Julian's strangest and wildest ideas.
Julian Zugasagoitia is the museum's CEO and director. He says he discovered the Tivoli not long after moving to Kansas City from New York, and he says it became his family's go-to movie theater. So in April, when owner Jerry Harrington announced the Tivoli was closing,
it was like a shock, and in that shock, I think all of us thought, like, what can we do? I think many people reached out to Jerry.
But Tivoli owner Jerry Harrington says that Zugasagoitia was the first to reach out.
He said, don't do anything until you talk to me.
Because it is also a dream that we could have here film. It felt natural that we could do something together.
The museum's historic Atkins Auditorium was home to a film series curated by the Kansas City Art Institute years ago. These days, it screens a few films a month, often with ties to exhibitions. But the museum had been looking for ways to expand film programming.
Film, that is perhaps the youngest of the muses, finally has a museum, and the museum means the houses of the muses. So yeah, we're inviting film as an art form.
Now the auditorium will get significant upgrades, updated digital projection equipment, a sound system overhaul, and a new, larger film screen. About a dozen donors provided an undisclosed amount to fund the improvements. And Jerry Harrington will take on a familiar role as film curator.
I was always a curator. You know, I watch a lot of movies that no one sees. I always tried to get the best.
First up on October 21st, a 1926 classic silent film, The General, starring Buster Keaton and backed by the Alloy Orchestra. And then one of Harrington's favorites that he says he used to make his employees watch, I Know Where I'm Going, from the 1940s.
Julian asked me for a poetic and inspiring film, and this is the one I could think of. This is beautiful, inspiring, joyful.
And there are plans for a communal table at the museum's restaurant, Roselle Court, where people can sit and talk or argue about the films. Again, Julian Zugasagoitia.
Today, in today's age, a lot of us could stay home and watch movies. But I think really part of movies going was being with people. Just like the experience of coming to the museum, it's a community society thing. You can do it with your friends, you can do it with your family. But seeing art and sharing it, sharing the emotions, you want to be with people to do that.
A lot of the films will not be rarefied, says Harrington, and a lot won't be difficult.
This is the Tivoli, but it isn't the Tivoli. We had 3 screens. We were open all the time. But it'll be more what I wanted the Tivoli to be back in 1982. This was the kind of idea I wanted.
He says Tivoli at the Nelson Atkins will navigate between high art and kindness and joy. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.